Okay, so we'll start now the third Maimer in the under Shmini Atzeres in Likutei Torah. And the Maimer starts with Letoisus Biur, Bayer Biur Inyan, Simchas Torah. All right. Toisus Biur Inyan, Simchas Torah, to understand with more explanation the idea of Simchas Torah. The Hainu. What it means is, Simchas Torah means that the Torah is rejoicing. This is the Hemshech from the previous Maimer, is also the Kitzer of the previous Maimer that we learn. Behold, the Pasuk states, Oita oir ka salmo. He wraps with light as a garment, which means that the Torah is like a garment. The oir over here, the light, is the Torah. And he wraps the light of Torah like a garment. So what does this mean? Sha'oir ha-Torah hu hi b'chinas levush ha-mechabe ruchni yisim gashmiyis. The light of Torah is in the level of a garment that connects spirituality with the physicality. So, we have the physical world over here with Gashmis, and we have the Torah which connects the spiritual worlds, the higher worlds, with the Gashmis, with the physical world. Sha'ira Torah, as he's going to explain in a minute, the Bechinas Levush HaMechabe Ruchnisim Gashmis. Basically, that whatever is in the physical world, first we have it the way it is in Torah, and that Torah part connects it from the spiritual level into this physical world. So he says, what it means is like this: Shekiyum kol hadvorim hagashmim v'isavusom me'ayin liyesh. The sustaining, the existence of all physical matters and how they become created from ayin, from nothing into existence, hu al yidei ha-Torah da'asiya. That's through the Torah and the world of asiya. The Torah is also different levels. We have the Torah in Asiya, the Torah in Yetzirah and Bria, but the Torah of Asiya, which means when we learn Torah over here, that we have this Torah, that's the connecting piece that sustains and creates things from the spiritual into the existence. Shekol hadvarim hagashmim haksuvim b'Torah. All the physical matters that are written in the Torah, Heim chayusom v'kiyumom, they are the vitality and the existence. V'yesh mehem she'enom kesuvim b'feirush, elo nirmozim be'ezu remes. There is some, so you have physical matters that are written in the Torah, but there are some items that are not actually openly written in the Torah, but they're hinted, or through the combination of letters of the Torah. By day, and through that hint, or through that combination, that's how they receive their energy, their vitality, and their existence. So that means that everything in the physical world gets its existence from the spiritual, from the words of the Torah. V'zehu loshon razal, this is what our sages usually say, the language, dibru chachomim b'hoiva. That's a common expression of the chazal, that the chachomim talked about the common occurrence. Why is there a certain example? Why is there a certain situation the Torah describes? We're saying the Torah says hoive, the Torah speaks the common. But the Rebbe teaches it, divru chachomim behoive. The chachomim speak in the hoive, meaning what exists, makes existence to the world. The hainu bishavus hadover hahu. In other words, this is, the Chachamim spoke about the creation of the item. Sheishavus hadavar, the creation of the Hahu, who ayidei shedibru by Chachamim v'teresenuchu, how does that thing existed by the fact that our Chachamim talk about it in the Torah. In our Torah, the Torah that we learn over here in Asiya Ulu.
Just as there is a Torah in this world, so that there should be physical matters.
So likewise, there's also a spiritual Torah which they study in Gan Eden Elyon. So we have the physical Torah where we study in this world, and we have the spiritual Torah we learn Gan Eden Elyon.
Sages of blessed memory discussing the Gemara, the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni im Baheres kod Malaseir Lovan Chulu.
What happens if the Baheres, that's a sign of Tuma, comes before the white hair, whether it's Torah or Tomei? So what is the discussion over there about this Baheres? It's not a physical discussion. For sure, this is not a physical baheres that we know over here in this world, a physical sign of leprosy, which is a tzoras, a leprosy of the body. So why do they need to study this in the Heavenly Academy? The Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, is going to explain now that yes, it's the same Torah, but just like there is the physical level of a Baheres and a Seir Lovon in the Halacha, in the Mais, in the Gashmis, there's also in the Ruchnis a similar idea. There is a Tzaras and there is a Baheres, there is a circulation of blood, and when you have an interruption, that's a spiritual interruption of the chayis, as the Alter Rebbe explains. The idea is shebaheres azuk hashalik. A baheres is strong. Like white. These are the different. The Gemara explains the different level of whiteness. So baheres is azuk hashalik. It's as strong as snow, white as white as snow. Shu mipnei. Why? What does the whiteness represent? She'em b'mokum ze'ad mumis mehadam shu'a nefesh. That in that place there is no red of the blood, which is the soul. Hadam hu'a nefesh, as the pasuk says. So, blood is red. In that spot it's white, which means it doesn't have that level of red.
And the baheres
is what stops the circulation and the expansion that they should travel in this place. It stops it. This is also the level of the four colors and their looks. Now, tell me what it says over here. What's the next word by you?
Dalet, Yud, Hey, Aleph.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Hold on.
Recording stopped.
Dihomikan, anything that is lighter than here is toher. That would be okay. That would be toher. Why is dihomikan toher? Why is it toher if it's less than that? Because boyaku, that's considered a boyak. Boyak is a simen tara. Parach boher. Why? Because there is already some sort of
movement. There is some sort of circulation, because you get a little bit of reddish over there. If it's not so white, it means that it gets a little bit, there's a little circulation.
What is this beruchnis? Sigiru the nahira, something that closes up the light.
That prevents the flow and the energy from above.
So, what are they studying in Masifta Derekiya? They're studying about the various things that block, how exactly it's happening.
What matter prevents the flow so that you can benefit from the zip?
So that's the issue that is in front of the Mesifta Derekiya in the spiritual sense. So this is the higher level of Torah as it connects in the higher world.
And similar to this discussion about the Baheres, Lavan, what comes to say Lavan, similar to this in the whole Torah spiritually,
the pasuk says, "Kitapuach ba'atzei hayar kein doidi ben abonim," as an apple in the tree of the forest, so is my doidi Hashem amongst the other sons. Why are we equating the Torah over here is equated like to the apple? Shenim shel doidi, or Hashem is compared to the apple over here. Kitapuach ba'atzayar. Shenim shel doidi tapuach machmas agavnin chulu, because it has all the colors. An apple is colorful, and that means the different colors, the different levels of Torah, and the different ways to interpret it. V'chein b'chol ha'inyonim kulam. Same thing is in all matter. Klal ha'ilo. So, what is the comes out of all the above? So, what do we get the general idea over here? Sha'ar Torah levusha mechaber me'olam ve'ad olam. That the Torah is the one that connects from one world to the other world. Torah connects the Ruchnis with the Gashmis and Ilam Asiya, the spiritual level with the Ilam Hayitzir, and every world it connects.
Hine lamoshu levush ha'odom, the garment of a man, kshehu lavush boy, hare nase tiferes loy.
When he's put dressed up in it, it becomes beautiful for him.
V'gam yesh yisrein v'ilui lehaloyshoy, it makes him beautiful.
And there's also an advantage and a greatness to the person that wears it, wears that garment.
Ukshumunach b'keren zoviv, what happens when you're not wearing it, it's laying in the corner.
Vein odom mishtamish boy, and the person doesn't use it, sholei beir kavan, then it rots.
Kach kav yochel b'odom ha'elyon,
similar, so to speak, is in the supreme Odom.
About what we say, about the Musaki say the Mus Kimari Odom Gamer.
So Shek Shu Lovivish Bitoira, when he dresses up in Toira, the Hainu, Shanim Shakboir is so Baruchu, and that the Eir is so Baruchu is dressed up in Torah. So then, Azai HaTorah bebechina simcha v'tainuk. So then, the Torah becomes happy and delight. It becomes in the bechina ve'eye shashuim, and I will be shashuim ve'eye loshen osid, which means eye means the future will be. Meaning, when you bring down the Ein Sof, the Eibishter dresses up in the Torah, so then that becomes the level of Simcha, then becomes the Shashuim, then it becomes the level of the light.
Ubiura inyan shatoiru levush ukmeshikosu b'sefer shel beinonim perik nun beis. She efsher la'olamos lisbol ulekabel oyer shchinta b'loy levush hamayla master chulu. That the world cannot tolerate and cannot receive the light of the divine without being their garment that hides chulu. Basically, it means we need the Torah to be in order to get the light, in order to be able to the contraction of the world, the restriction. So yeah, it has to come through Torah. So what is the garment, says in the Tanya in Pekin Beis. So what is the garment that can hide it and not become nullified from existence in the light? That is Hashem's will and Hashem's wisdom. That's the dressed up in Torah mitzvahs. Heichel kochi kochim is vizeh or vizehu? Just vizeh? Vizehu heichel kochim. Seems like it should be more grammatical. Vizehu, okay. But vizeh, this is the heichel kochi kochim shebuchol oilum chulu. Ba'ayim ashe kosuv soiv divra maschil. As Shabbos said, Tishmeru, beinyan Mikdashi Tiro. Okay, and now we're going to go back to the Kitzer of the previous Maimon. Kitzer Al Posik Bayeim Hashmini Atzeres. Aleph, Bereish Hashono Imrim Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha. So, and Reish Hashono, we say today is the beginning of Masecha. So, what is the Tchilas Masecha? That refers already to the level of Malchus, to the level of Ishtalshlus. Tchilas Masecha means beginning of Ishtalshlus, of the evolution from Malchus Datsilus into Biyah. Ishtalshlus ha'olam mezeh mizeh hu ha'idei ribui memutzoy. And this comes, evolution, through many, multiple, a multitude of intermediary. The Gan Eden HaTachten, the lower level of Gan Eden, which is in the Olam HaYitzira, who are Memutza ben Olam HaSaruchnis u ben Olam HaZeh. That's the intermediary between this world and the spiritual world. So there's a big jump between Gashmis and Ruchnis. Lo chein nikra tchilas masecho, and that's why it's called Tchilas Masecha. Why is it the beginning of Masecha? The beginning of Gashmis, the beginning of Maisim, the beginning of Masecha is Tchilas Olam Asiya, the beginning of Maisa, the beginning of Sira. So that is the level of Gan Eden HaTachten or Ishtalshlus. But it's Zikor L'Yem Rishayin. This is a remembering for Yom Rishon Lifnei Hishtalshlus, Hishtalshlus. Hainu, which is the level of Keser, Bechinas HaKeser. Shehu HaMemutze HaMechaber. This Masecho, Gan Eden HaTachten, is the Mechaber, Sheva Matzel and Sobaruch Hulon Etzolim. No, I'm sorry. Shehum is talking about Keser. The level of Keser, the Keser is Mechaber, just like Gan Eden HaTachten is Mechaber. Asiya with Ruchni is, so the Keser is the Memutze that is Mechaber, the Sheva Matzil Eisev Baruch Hu, Lenetzol. Kuma Shekosu, Mizeh, B'divra Maschil, Posuch Eliyahu, B'Pirush, B'Parshish Vayero, U'B'Sidur, Bebiur aposik ato hitzavto kokvud lezaris. Ois beis, the kids. Hine yiridas haneshome ba'ilam hazeh hu tzorech aliyah. The neshome comes down in this world for an elevation. V'haynu ki ani havaya Hushmi. It's only the name Hashem, His Havus, Ishtalshulus, and Oilamos is only the level of Shmi, which means Bechin Hashem, Ani Abayim Shmi, Bechin Shem Bilvat. Kama Shekosu Bebiru Aposik Shuv Yisro. Bezohu, and that's why we say, Ostisanek Alavai. The light will be higher than Havaya, not just Havaya, Hushmi, which is only Hashem. It'll be higher than Havaya, which means in the level of higher than Shtalshlus. V'ayim Hashem Kosuf be Pirush, or it says, by me it just says base pace. There's no Yud there, right? V'ayim Hashem Kosuf be Pirush v'atispal chano al Havaya v'dim ramaschil leitiyah mishakelo. Vazoichim, Vazoichim legilui ze, legilui maze. How do you get? You merit this einek. Why they had tshuva? Why? Because tshuva is called meloilo. Ki tshuva called meloilo. It's higher than oilam, which is higher than ishtalshlus. Anim shem shem avaye. The world comes from shem avaye, and this is kodmo leilam, higher than avaye. Mezehu inyan yom kippurim, and this is what yom kippurim is lifnei avaye tidhoru. Before avaye, you should be tidhoru. Gimel. Bekoyach tshuva zu nimshach b'shmini atzeres liyei simchas toira. And with this tshuva, we bring down shmini atzeres to be simchas toira. Dahainu lihischav samechas atayli bischabru sabchinas toira shebiksav et toira shebalpeh, to connect the two levels of toira, the written and oral toira. Dahainu, that is asher toira shebiksav shuhu shebiksav chokhma shalzeh neman achakum v'lichaykimenu, the toira shebiksav, which is considered to be a distance because it's far away from the people's grasping, the nikra musar avicho, and that's referred to in the pasuk as musar avicho. Ayin baramash reish parshes pinchas. Is it ramas or ramash?
Ramas.
A zayin or a shin?
Zayin.
Rebbe Amilcho v'hi bechinas v'nachnu mo. And that's the level of Nachnu Mo, the level of Bittl, Bechinas V'Chochmah in Temotze. So that is Bechlau, the level of Chochmah, the level of Torah Shemiksav, is considered to be Musar Avicha, which is far away distance. And you bring it down in the Gilui. That's where the Torah is happy. Meir Bechinas Gilui, that should lie. That the level of a chokhmah to motze should come down. Tia meir b'chinas gilui, that should shine the gilui kimoi b'chinas toiru shebachpeh. Hanikra toiru simecho, which is called toiru simecho, shebachinas bina, which is from the level of bina. B'zehu inyan ha-simcha. And this is the idea of the simcha, which same as Amel, the Gilu simcha. He Gilu. Simcha is revelation. When you have the revelation that Chochmah becomes revealed, comes down just like the level of Bina, which is close, also Chochmah becomes close, revealed. That brings joy. Bezohu me'eis havaya shul Chochmah hoysa zois. From havaya Chochmah, Teresh v'ksav, we say hoiso zois, which is that is the level of Torah Shabbat. Behainu, aydei koyach hatshuva sheimchinas lifnei havayit titoru, through the power of tshuva, which is lifnei havayit titoru, we bring down the level of chokhmah into the level of revelation, that it becomes also chokhmah becomes like bina, becomes revealed. By much kosov me inyan chokhmah meichin da abo, that it says the chokhmah which is meichin da abo, this Shumailas Hashabbos Anikra Kodesh Al Yom Tov Shenikra Mikra Kodesh. That's called Kodesh. That's Chochma Abba, which is greater than Yom Tov, which is called Mikra Kodesh. Shuhu Moichin the Eimer. That's Moichin the Eimer. That's Yom Tov. And the reason is Kimoyadim the Simcha. So that means that that's the level of Bina. Eim Abonim Smecha. Bebchinas Eim Abonim Smecha. So look in this thing. B'divra Maschil Matzazu Chulu. Numai Matzazu. V'ayim Ashkot B'divra Maschil. Hazinu Hashomayim. Be'inyen Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaTshuva Shinikru Shabbos HaBosu. V'kma Shekosu. B'divra Maschil Shabbos HaBosu Nu Lochem. Ein Shom. שהוא בחינס קודש הקדושים של המילה מבחינס קודש ומכם דאבו וזה יובה עונך על ידי כוח זה נמשך לי יש שמחה סטוירה לשמח את התוירה. So from this we get the שמחה סטוירה to rejoice the תוירה. So the lemma שגם בחינס חוכמה מכם דאבו יהיה מהיר בגילוי, that also חוכמה מכם דאבו should shine openly. Shazel inyan hasimcha al derech sheim abonim mismecha. Similar to the idea of abonim mismecha, ukemishin isbar leil sev divra maschil ushafta mayim besosim. Vezeu dalet, vezeu ki ish asher imoy tenachmenu. This is like a man that imoy tenachmenu. Imoy tenachmenu, the mother that's teira shebal peh. Hainu teira shebal peh. So just like Imay Tenachman Devar Kein Anoichim Malchem Chem, so Anoichim will also become the Nechama. Shalosi Yigilu Pnim is Atoira, Pchinas Eden, it'll be the level of Eden. Umayin Mibes Hashem Yitz, Vayim Ashekosuf, the Ramaschu Shafta Mayim Besoser, Vayim Ashekos Aposik Veschanon, Binyan Ebreno Veere, Chulu. So inyan, and this is the idea of la rochek shenasa korev. When the rochek becomes korev, the one from the distant becomes close. Level of tshuva, kedepirush bizoyar chelik aleph tildus kum b'meiz base maaser echika krivle, from a far place bring close ayin shom b'migdash melech. Lochein nimshach zeh b'koyach ha-tshuva, and that's why he comes through tshuva shu gam kein b'chinas l'rochek shenas ha-korev, also the level of rochek that has become korev. I say v'zehu zeh ha-yoyim also Hashem, zeh ha-yoyim shebchinas zeh ha-yoyim. What is ha-yoyim? As b'chinas hayoyim im b'koyloi tishmou. V'hu b'chinas yoyim rishen. That's the level when we say also zikorin liyoyim rishen. Zeh hayoyim os Hashem. Zehu that yoyim b'koyloi tishmou, which is at the level of tshuva. It's the level of yoyim rishen. Zehu hanimshach. This comes in this world davke through tshuva. And like the idea of tchilas masecha, who's recording. So this, like the tchilas masecha, who's recording. The yom rishon, that is the memory of yom rishon, which means. Because the end is connected to the beginning. So through the level of tshuva davkin elam hazeh, which is the lower place, is connected to the upper place, up the higher level, to the level of hayoyim, yom rishon, zikorin liyom rishon, to the yom rishon, higher than ishtalshlos. That's what we say. Ani hayoyim davke yilidicha. From the level of yoyim,
Chinah zeh hayom nimshach liyis osa zay osa. So he says shem havaya v'ayin b'geres hakodesh apos v'yaz dovid shem. V'hine ha'toyre nikra yoter chasamo she'ir ha'toyre b'chinas levush ha'mechaber ein sof baruch hu elo ha'olamos. Because that connects the Ein Sof of the worlds. Ki chokhma ilo, because the level of chokhma ilo, which is the source of Torah also, that also connects the Ein Sof with the worlds. Ki nizkar b'divra maschil, ki avrom lo yedano. By day hat shuva, mamshichim sheyi Ein Sof baruch hu nimshach, umislabesh b'hat Torah. Through tshuva, we bring down the Ein Sof to extend and dress up in Torah, which is al derech, similar to what we find that David HaMelech of Shalom hoy mechaber Torah shel Milo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He connected the Torah above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we bring down the Ein Sof in Torah. Ba'ayim ha'shekos v'divra maschil yeinosi b'chagvi l'chein. So because we're connecting the Ein Sof in the Torah, it's happy because the Ein Sof dresses up in it. Simcha, the Torah is happy because we're mamshich the Ein Sof into Torah. If you reveal the Torah to the level of Roch Nasa Korev. His asus is captured yachad l'shorshom. Atzeres tilechem, to connect all together, all to the root, she chokhme ilo, which is level chokhme ilo, ubina, and the level of bina, hanikra musur avichov terisimecho. So you get together everything, chokhme and bina, ulefizeh, zeh hayoyim tchilas masecho. So Zayim Tchil Masecho, Zehu HaMemutzu B'Neil Mesaruchnis Lasiyah Gashmis. So this is the intermediate between the spiritual and the physical world. And it comes through Zikorni Yemrishen, through the level which is higher than the world. So from this, Hashmini Atzeres, you get the level of Eiter Kasamo, level of Levushim, Shuva Torah, which is a Mamutze, Hamechaber Gila in Sobaruchu, Bechol Eilomais, Olyonim Vetachtoinim. Okay, this sums it up, all of the connections that take place, the Simchas HaTorah, which brings about the connection in this world, and it all ends up as connecting Atzeres Tielochem. Tilda is Kufman Beis Beis Migdash Melech Shom Chelik Beis Parsha Beis Lamates Beis Mishpotim Tzadik Chesef Amad Aleph Truma Kuf Samach Dalet Beis Pekudei Reish Mem Heiz Amad Beis Ba'ayin Me'inyen Shloimoy B'me'ere Ere Eishin Simemen Hei. Because the Pasuk is Shema Bini Musa Revicha, I don't know, but that's connected to the level of Shloim over there. But